You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 25th day of January 2022. We are still locked out, but you're still tuned in to Locked On Rockies, proudly part of the Locked On Podcast Network. We thank you for making us your first listen of the day. If you want to stay up to date with all things Colorado sports, well, the Locked On Podcast is the place for you because we have daily coverage of the Broncos, the Avalanche, and the Nuggets. Are the Nuggets making a bounce back here? I don't know. I haven't followed too much with the Nuggets because I've baseball, football. You want to know what's going on with the Broncos head coaching shirts and potential quarterback future? Locked On Broncos has you covered. The Avs are the best team in the NHL and have just had the best month in franchise history. Of course, you want to go and hear what Locked On Avs have to say about that. So be sure to go check out your favorite sport has a Locked On podcast for it. And we're happy that if your favorite sport is baseball and your favorite team is the Colorado Rockies, we're happy to have you here because we're along for this crazy ride together, rooting for this really interesting, fun, but great baseball team in a lot of ways. But, you know, there's a lot of not great things about it. We think it's great because we're Rockies fans. That's what we do. That's what we like. That's how we enjoy. That's why we enjoy talking about it. But boy, did the Rockies put themselves back out into the news yet again yesterday as players and owners continue to meet. We're hearing from some of it that owners are willing to lose some games. They don't want to budge on arbitration. They don't want to budge on some of these things. They don't necessarily want to budge on things that will make them less money or have them have less control of players for the long time. And if I'm starting these negotiations from the players' side and I'm meeting with this group of people and one of those people is Rockies owner Dick Monfort, I'm already put off. And not only am I put off by the fact of Dick Monfort's practices and relationship with players and relationship with fans, I'm put off by the fact of the comments he makes. And this is just classic Dick Monfort. This is classic mid-market owners. Folks, enough. I listen, if you are on the owner's side 100%, if you feel as if players have too much power, they make too much money for playing a game, yada, 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 you're going to disagree with me here. Because play me the smallest, tiniest violin. I'm talking the tiniest violin, especially for Dick Monfort. I just don't even. This is just what he said yesterday, and I'm going to get the full quote here. If I can, let's get it here. I know where we can find it. Here we go. Ba-ba-dum-bum. This is from The Athletic, by the way. Evan Drellich, I hope I'm getting his name correct, but Evan Drellich was writing about the current states and talked about Rockies. This is a quote here. Some of the players' side were irked, too, by Rockies owner Dick Monfort, the chair of Commissioner Rob Manfred's seven-owner labor policy committee. Monfort, people with knowledge of the meeting said, complained about the difficulty at least some owners have affording teams and the ancillary costs of ownership, such as security and COVID-19 measures. Oh, please, folks. Come on. Yes, this stuff is expensive. Yes, it costs money, but I just read something. Let me see if I can find it here. This is from I don't know. It looks like this is a Reds blog here, Red Leg Nation over here. And, you know, so take this with a grain of salt maybe. But, I mean, this is according to Forbes. They cited in this piece here from them. But just a fun reminder here that Dick Monfort and his brother Charles Monfort bought the Colorado Rockies for $190 million, including the expansion fee, in 1992. And it's now valued at $1.3 billion. And they say it here. If you can't afford it, fellas, sell it and take your $1.1 billion in profit that doesn't account for any profit made during the season season they've owned the team, which is probably in the hundreds of millions, especially last year. Let me cry while I'm patting my face with millions of dollars. I built a state-of-the-art ballpark that has top 10 attendance every year, even though my team has barely been competitive. And my team value is now worth over $1 billion. I can make over $1 billion in profit from just sales. So sell the team. Sell the team. If that's your mindset as an owner, sell the team. You are of the 1% of the wealthiest of the wealthy. And yeah, when you own a team, guess what? You have to pay for security. You have to pay when a pandemic comes in and you insist that games get played. And then you insist you make your money. And you insist fans come back to the stands. Don't give me this hoo-ha of how expensive it is to have COVID restriction or COVID stuff when you literally push for it as owners. Owners wanted the baseball season to happen. Owners wanted fans back fast. So don't complain to the players when you're coming about labor negotiations because you had to pay to make sure that a baseball happened in a pandemic. My audio levels are probably way through the charts on some of this stuff. But folks, don't let these wealthy people pull wool over your eyes and make them think that they shouldn't have to pay and spend the money when they are worth all this money. Again, according to Forbes, the Rockies are worth over $1 billion. $1 billion. If it's too expensive for you, Dick, you and your $770 million net worth with your giant real estate development that you just built and put right next to Coors Field and put Nolan Arenado's face on it when you were advertising it and then traded him 3 months later. Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo, folks. Boo-hoo. Who? This isn't about... This is a bunch of wealthy people fighting. But this is a group of labor that is the best in the world versus rich dudes that are complaining about the costs and the price of being rich dudes and being involved in baseball ownerships. You own a sports team. There is an incredible cost associated to that. And then if you want to be in a successful sports team, there's an incredible cost on top of that. But if you want to be the Rockies, you have built this facade of a beautiful ballpark. I will say it. And I will recommend everyone, if you visit Denver in the summer, to go to a game at Coors Field. Boycotting Dick Monfort clearly hasn't worked. People are still going to go to the games. And if Rockies fans are boycotting, everyone from LA is still going to those games. Let's dive more into this here in just a second. Maybe actually before, let me zen a little bit. Hearing that sentence from Dick Monfort after the way the Rockies have been run and the way the Rockies have operated in the face of their fans, to just sit here and say, oh, that's, you know, security. Oh, heaven forbid we try to have people safe at the ballpark. And maybe since he didn't specifically mention himself, maybe he's not talking about himself. But again, these are millionaires and billionaires in certain situations, folks. If you don't want to pay the money to operate a baseball team, no one's making you own a baseball team. And if you have enough money to own a baseball team, you probably have enough money to get yourself out of whatever situations and still live a very happy and successful and rich life while the rest of us are sitting here saying, well, most of us can't even pay for health insurance. It's tone deaf. It's tone deaf. Players want to be represented fairly, and players want to just get their fair share of the stake. I'm sorry. The owners aren't the reason you go to Coors. Dick Monfort's not the reason you go to Coors Field. It's the players. It's why you go to minor league games. It's why baseball is so important. It's because, yes, owning these teams and doing the business stuff and the behind the scenes stuff is incredibly important. But it also brings tremendous value and money. Dick Monfort's Colorado Rockies are a top 10 team in attendance, folks. And they haven't been to the postseason in 3 years. And they've been at the bottom of the division. But they're still filling seats. And as for those other owners, they're taking different approaches than the Rockies. Owners have millions, if not billions, of dollars. It's going to cost you money to run a baseball team. Okay. I think I'm off my soapbox for now. Let's take a brief pause here to talk about our friends at Built Bar. It is the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure that you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the perfect candy bar replacement because it's just like a candy bar, but better. It has more nutritional value. It has more benefits, and it doesn't have that gross, chemically toxic waste taste that you know that comes with certain protein products. So why not ditch the candy bar and get yourself a Built Bar that most contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein compared to a candy bar, which usually has 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. Go check out all the delicious flavors to choose from, the coconut almond, peanut butter, brownie, raspberry, cookies and cream, and so much more. Plus, new flavors are dropping all the time at Built Bar, so you got to go over to Built.com and check out everything they have to offer, because it's not just bars. They have plenty of other things that can help you on your better eating goals and journey. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. Go to Built.com, promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your order. LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. So on top of all of what we were just talking about, and that was most, what I was saying was mostly Dick Monfort focused. There are challenges that owners face in certain areas, but again, look at the response of some of these owners. I'm just gonna pick up my, I'm gonna take my ball and I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna move the team. I'm gonna go and do this. I'm gonna just want the public to pay for my big stadium. I want to do all this. In 2022, that seems tone deaf to me. Sure, getting, you know, maybe there needs to be, and I don't fully understand, and I'm not a, you know, and there's a lot of money, and there's a lot of fundraising, and getting the public help involvement, sure, but for me, asking for taxpayer dollars to build a stadium, and then potentially you can just pick it up and head on out of there, because you're a begrudging owner, the slime is there. There's just a lot of snobby slime from the owners, I feel like. You, as fans, do you sympathize with the owners in this situation? I am curious. Please, if you listen to this episode and you have the thoughts, let me know. But it's hard for me to not sit here and think that the people that are the reason the money comes in, the reason the teams are valued as high as they are, the reason the TV deals are what they are, the reason why the stands actually have some people have something to go and sit in the stands of a stadium that you or the taxpayers built are the players. And it's slimy to me that the owners want all this control while the minor leagues is in shambles. And again, there is more layers to this, folks. There are. I don't know all of them. But I'm just telling you from my perspective, from what I've read, from my thought process as a person who has gone through a pandemic, continues to go through a pandemic, is a young adult trying to figure out how to become financially successful in this world. And then you listen to people like the Monforts who come from wealth and complain about the fact that their literal 1% occupation is expensive. and this and that. I mean, the Rockies could have been one of the most popular teams in baseball if Dick Monfort and his GM ran the team a different way, and they still would have made money. How much money did the Rockies make during their playoff contention window? And again, listen to that valuation of the Rockies. If you don't want to be in this game, get out. Sell the team for $1 billion. A billion. I fail to see why giving players more power is a bad thing. These are the best of the best in the entire world. People leave their home countries, whether it be through big blockbuster international trades or through any means necessary, to come here and play baseball in Major League Baseball because they are the best of the best. And to get to that level, they have sacrificed everything. Big family moments, chances at other investments, and all this stuff, and yet these people that are crucial to the game share small rooms and eat crumbs. Yet Dick Monfort complains that it's too expensive to be running a baseball team. Then sell the team. I'm waiting for an owner to come out and we finally are seeing it. I'm waiting for an owner to come out and say, I'm dedicating a significant part of what our team does to benefiting and boosting our minor leaguers, whether it be league-wide or for their program. It'd be great if it was league-wide, but enough is enough. That's what upsets me, the disconnect there. Are you, as a fan, more upset that the players want more money, less arbitration time, more of a slice of the pie? Or are you mad that the players are being too greedy while owners are complaining that the protocols that they had to implement for COVID were expensive and security was expensive when they insisted and when they wanted the season to go on? With or without fans? At the end of the day, who wanted that 60-game season to happen more? Owners or players? If you ask me, it's owners. Absolutely, a good chunk of those players. And you know, if you look percentage-wise, the players wanted to play. Most of them are very vocal about wanting to play. But did that have to happen? And then to come to the CBA negotiations and to complain about the cost of COVID? Womp, womp. I don't know. I mean, again, please correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I need to read more. And I want to be open-minded, but throughout this whole process and throughout sports and throughout me getting older as a sports fan, this isn't just easy to me. Dick Monfort leading up these negotiations and saying what he says. I know that's just a graph from the piece. There's plenty more in that Athletic piece. You should definitely go read it. Heated MLB bargaining includes mention of canceling games, but progress too. Canceling games, folks. Who is more impacted by games being canceled? Owners or players? It's players. Owners can make up that money, but players, especially players, trying to make a team, trying to make an impact, that is four less at-bats for them in that game. Times, what is it, 10? Is that 40 less at-bats for a person heading into free agency this year, trying to make a name for themselves? Is that 40 less at-bats in spring for someone trying to make the roster? Is that 40 less at-bats that we can figure out if Connor Joe is the next piece? Yeah, 40 at-bats in a season. What's that, huh? Blah, blah, blah. That's 40 at-bats. That's 40 at-bats. Major league at-bats that have value. Every at-bat has value. And owners already sitting there ready to cancel games. There you go, folks. Major League Baseball is not going to start on time. If that's the attitude, it's not. The owners will sit with their ball and they will wait. Because guess what? They'll still make plenty of money when baseball comes back. Am I missing something? Am I too pro player? Am I too anti owner? I mean, it just, I don't know. I want to learn more. But right now, me as this fan, at this point in the lockout and reading this stuff and seeing the discourse around it, what are we doing? Let's lighten things up a little bit in the final segment with something to look ahead. Because tomorrow I'm going to take all of this, because this has been 20 minutes of an angry podcast host. And if I ranted and raved too much, I apologize. I want to brighten the mood a little bit here as we get ready to look ahead to this week. Because there is something significant in Rockies fandom that we got to pay attention to a little bit today. Especially today, and then we'll talk probably more about it tomorrow as of recording. But before we do that, let me tell you about our friends at BetOnline. BetOnline is the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action this year in 2022. It's a new year, and they have a new updated desktop and mobile website for you to sign up today. And when you sign up today at BetOnline, well, why not get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit? All you got to do is use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you're going to get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Yes, that's right, folks, a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit from football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. So again, get that 50% welcome bonus when you sign up today at BetOnline. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, the good news, and again, this is just going to be our preview for today, but folks, it might not happen this year, but Todd Helton's going to be a Hall of Famer, and it's going to rule, and it's going to be great. I am very, very much they're going to announce these right after we're wrapping up. So right after we're done, if you're watching the YouTube live here, I believe in like 10 minutes, the new Hall of Famers are going to be announced. We'll jump in case there is a bunch of private ballots that come in and Todd Helton is somehow elected to the Hall of Fame there. I still think he needs more. I don't think he's going to quite get there, but his jump. Again, Purple Row 5 hours ago on Twitter. Todd Helton Hall of Fame percentage by a year. 2019, 16.5%. 2022, 29.2%. 2021, 44.9%. Boom. Jumps. And I was following, if you weren't following Ryan on Hall of Fame Tracker and all that stuff, there's a lot of Todd Helton, and people that might not have had Todd Helton that said, I'm saving my vote for Todd Helton next year. It's fine. Todd Helton is a player that's going to, you know, it could take up to the 10 years. Like, I mean, it really could. But with this traction, with this momentum, two Rockies in the Hall of Fame, two very deserving Rockies in the Hall of Fame. Folks, it's crazy, you know, we don't usually have a bunch of good things. Dan O'Dowd is an interesting, maybe he deserves a retrospective, actually. Dan O'Dowd, a very interesting character. No, not perfect himself, but he did have a great breakdown of Todd Helton, especially on his road splits on MLB Network from January 15th. That's about 10 days ago, but that tweet is still there. In fact, I will retweet it from the Locked On Rockies account, so you can go and find that a little bit easier on the Locked On Rockies Twitter page. But you know, the big news is does Barry and Kurt and all those people get in this year? And we have a whole episode on that. But put Barry Bonds, put Roger Clemens in the Hall of Fame, folks. Way too good. Steroids made them better, but they were still Hall of Fame caliber players. We're going to keep our eyes on the Hall of Fame and Todd Helton, and definitely going to be the theme of tomorrow's episode for sure. We're going to talk about that and what the numbers look like for Todd, talk about his case. If you want more Todd Helton Hall of Fame talk, actually right now, a bit ago we did an episode with Sully, and we talked about Todd Helton and his Hall of Fame candidacy. Sully from Locked On MLB, the big podcast there. So go check that out. Go check out the video I retweeted from MLB Network if you want to see more about Todd Helton's road performances and get an inside look from a guy that knows Todd Helton pretty well. And folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today. Thanks for letting me get on my soapbox. Thanks for making us your first listen of the day. Go make Locked On Bets your second listen of the day and win some money with your boy Q and Lee Sterling. But folks, that's going to do it for me. So long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.